So we're holding Lamed Ches Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yom Tov Asamuch L'Shabbos Ben Milofaneo Ben Milachareo. If you have Yom Tov adjacent to Shabbos, before or after it, so Yom Tov is either on Friday or on Sunday. We're not dealing here with two-day Yom Tovim. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't have two-day Yom Tovim, and even Rosh Hashanah in those days when they were Mekadosh Al Pi Ariyah, they didn't always have, but here we're talking about a one-day Yom Tov, which is on Friday or on Sunday. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Ma'arav Adam Shnei Eruvin, a person then for such a thing can be Ma'arav, can make two different Eruvay Tchumin, but Omer, and he can say Eruvay Berishin Lamizrach over Sheni Lamayrav. So he can say, for the first day, I want my Eruv to be towards the east, and for the second day, I want it to be towards, for the second day, I want it to be towards the west. Or the other way around, Berishin Lamayr over Sheni Lamizrach. Or Eruvi Berishin over Sheni Kivnei Iri. He can say that I'm making my Eruv having in mind it's only for the first of those 2 days. And the second one, I want to be like everybody else in the city and have my Tchum will be the Tchum of the city. Eruvi Besheni over Berishin Kivnei Iri. Or the other way around, I want it to be on the second day the Eruv should take effect. On the first day, I should still be like everybody else. The point is, with all these cases, Rabbi Eliezer holds that Shabbos and Yom Tov are two separate levels of Kedusha. They're not considered like one long kedusha. Therefore, you're able to make this. So therefore, each one has its own makom shvisa, and therefore, you can do whatever you want as far as the 2 days. In other words, as we're going to see in the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer would agree that you can't have, for example, for half your Shabbos, you're going to have a makom shvisa here and half there. But here, where it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, he holds it's two different things. But Chum, I mean, no, Chum say that doesn't work. When you have 2 days of that, like that, Shabbos and Yom Tov, or Yom Tov and Shabbos, either you're making an Eruv in one direction, or you're not making an Eruv at all. In other words, there's none of this business of making an Eruv for only one of them and not and one of them in each direction, or only one of them. Or you're making an Eruv for both days, or you're not making an Eruv at all. The Gemara is going to ask, the Chum seem to be, well, 1 second. The Gemara is going to ask that the Chum seem to be repeating themselves. If they're saying that you can either make an Eruv for one direction or not at all, or for the 2 days or not at all, those two things amount to the same thing. Why can't you make for 1 day at a time? Because you can't make, why can't you make for two directions? Because you can't make for 2 days, for each day separately. So we'll deal with the repetition in the Gemara. You're asking about the 2 days of Yom Tov. Yom Tov you're allowed to carry, but here we're talking about Tchumen. You're still not allowed to go outside the Tchum on Yom Tov, yeah. In fact, when we get to, in the next Perek Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to talk about a little bit, and in Masechta Beitza, when we get to that, we'll talk about more. On Yom Tov, you have a dimension of Tchum that you don't really have as much on Shabbos, namely that your items that you own also have a Tchum. We touched on it before in Shabbos, I think, that things that you own have a Tchum. On Shabbos, it's less relevant because you can't carry outdoors anyway. On Yom Tov, where you can carry, the point is something that you own, something that, for example, was in your house at the beginning of Shabbos, or even something that you lent to somebody or whatever, there's only a certain zone, there's only a certain range within it which it can be carried. Your behemoth would be an example. Clothing that you lent to somebody, yeah. Food, yeah. Okay. So the Chachamim say, what do you do if you want to, so what do you do if you want to make an Eruv for both days? Ketzad yasa, melichei berishin, you bring your Eruv to a certain place on the first day, umach shecholav, then you wait there until Yom Tov begins, v'notloi, and then you take it. Now, you don't have to take it, you could leave it there, but we learned this the other day, the advantage of taking it is you wait until mach shecholav, because you have to wait until the Eruv takes effect. Then at that point, you don't necessarily want to leave it there, because if you want it there for the second day, then you need to make sure it's there. It may get lost or stolen or eaten or what have you if you just leave it. So you'll take it with you and that way you'll know it's safe. Then you come back on the second day, and you wait there until the second day Yom Tov begins, and then you can eat it right there, and then you can come. Now again, you don't have to eat it, but you could if you want to. Here we're talking about, in other words, where the second day is Shabbos. Here we're talking about where Yom Tov was Friday, and then the second day is Shabbos. So you can't bring it back with you after Bein HaShemashos because Shabbos already. But you can eat it right there. You can make Kiddush right there, out wherever it is, and eat it. The nimtza mistaka b'halichosay or mistaka b'eruvay. So when you do that, you gain by your walking, meaning Rashi says that Now, okay, you've accomplished, you have a good Eruv, you're able to walk the distance to the extra 2,000 amos or whatever it is that you want to tomorrow, when we stack up Eruv, and you also gain your Eruv in that you're allowed to eat, in that you're able to eat it. In other words, if you hadn't done that, you wouldn't know for sure whether your Eruv is valid for the second day because you weren't there. Now, by the way, we're not talking about necessarily that you personally were there, because again, if you personally were there, you don't need the food anyway. That's called Ma'arav Baraglav. So we're talking about, let's say you sent a shliach. But the point is that you now Rashi points out if Yom Tov starts out Matzah Shabbos, then it would be the other way around. Obviously, you can't bring it back after you put it down Friday night. You have the same problem. It's Shabbos and you can't carry. So there, it's the other way around. You would have to. The Mishnah is not describing that scenario, but we can understand easily enough what you'd have to do. You put it down before Shabbos begins. You leave it there. You hope that it's still intact by the end of Shabbos. You come back towards the end of Shabbos, check if it's still there. And if it is, then you wait there until Yom Tov begins, until Bein HaShemoshes is over. And then at that point, if you want, then you eat it right there. Well, you could, but then you don't know for sure that it's there, Bein HaShemoshes. If you put it down there, the point is you can't. You could go and check on it Shabbos afternoon, and if it's still there, fine. But you don't know for sure that it's still there, Bein HaShemoshes. What happens as soon as you leave? An animal comes and eats it or something. So you're gonna have to go. You're gonna have to pass by there and check whether in fact it's still there. Yeah. Your regular Shabbos, all you need is he needs to wait there until after Bein HaShemoshes. Here you're talking about two days, so therefore you have to check on it not only after you first put it down, but you also need to check 24 hours later when Yom Tov is about to begin. Well, yeah. Right. That's essentially right. That's what Rashi says. Right. Rashi says, Yom Tov Achas Shabbos, where it's not possible to carry it back. And you bring it there before the first day. You go there again on the second day, to see whether the Eruv is still intact. You stay there until it gets dark to make sure that it's there throughout Bein HaShemoshes. And if you want, you can eat it after that. Yeah. Okay. What happens Nechol Barishin? What happens if the food was eaten on the first day, Eruv Lirishin, Vein Eruv Lasheni, then the din would be that the Eruv is only in effect for the first of those 2 days and not for the other one. Well, no, we're talking about if it was eaten on the first day. But, well, if he puts that on the second one, sure, but we're talking... No. The point is, if it was eaten on the first day, if it was eaten, so if Yom Tov comes out, let's say on Friday, so we said he puts it down Thursday night, and then he has to go, then he can, so okay, in that case, then we said he could bring it back with him, because it's Yom Tov, and he's allowed to carry, and then he just brings it back Friday afternoon before Shabbos. Let's say he didn't, let's say he left it there, and then he comes back on Friday evening, and finds that it's not there, then it means he doesn't have an Eruv for Shabbos. Then he would have to, if the person himself stays there, sure, that's Ma'arav Baraglav. But if he sends a shliach, then that doesn't help. A shliach can't do an Eruv Baraglav for you now. Amalahem Rabbi Eliezer. So here comes Rabbi Eliezer and says, 1 second, Chachamim. So you're telling me that an Eruv is only valid for one day at a time. You agree with me that those are two different days of Kedusha. So why earlier in the Mishnah, when I'm saying that you could have one Eruv for Friday, which is Yom Tov, and another one for Shabbos, or vice versa, you're telling me that you can't do that. You yourselves agree that it's only that you yourself agree that the Eruv is only valid for one day at a time. Because you're telling me that if the Eruv is missing after the first day, then you don't have it for the second day. So in other words, he's telling the Chachamim, you're being inconsistent. Right. So no. If the Eruv is not missing, then obviously there's no problem. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the point is the Chachamim are telling us that if the Eruv is missing after the first day, you don't have an Eruv for the second day. So Rabbi Eliezer says, no. So you're telling me, in other words, that each one requires its own separate Eruv. So why can't you put one in the east and one in the west, one for one day and one for the other day, like I said? And you're telling me that you can't do that. You're being inconsistent. So first, let's deal with the wording in the Mishnah. The Gemara asks, "L'ruach achas mai nihu l'shnei yamim." When we talk about putting down an eruv in one direction, we mean for both days. Or l'shnei yamim mai nihu l'ruach achas. If we talk about an eruv for both days, we're talking about an eruv in one direction. So hainu kamaisa. Why are the Chachamim repeating themselves in the Mishnah and saying either you make an Eruv in only one direction or not at all, either you make an Eruv for the 2 days or not at all, they're repeating themselves. The whole point why you can't put an Eruv in each direction is because they're saying the 2 days are considered like one long day. So why the repetition? The answer is means the Chachamim are saying to Rabbi Eliezer as follows. Don't you agree that you can't have on one individual day, let's say one individual day of Yom Tov or one day of Shabbos, you can't make an Eruv for half the day that you're going to be able to go to the north and half the day that you're going to be able to go to the south? So he says, indeed. Well then, they say, Avol sometimes means but very often in Gemara a lot of times Avol means indeed. You find it even in the Pasuk when the brothers say Avol Hashem Manachnu, it means indeed we are guilty because we sold Yosef. Yeah. So then the Chachamim say Kashem Shein Ma'avin L'Ruach L'Yom Echad Chetzi L'Dorim V'Chetzi L'Tzofen. Nu, the same way as you can't make an Eruv on one day where half is going to be for the north and half for the south. Kachin Ma'avin L'Shnei Yomim Yom Echad L'Mizrach V'Yom Echad L'Ma'ariv. The same way you can't have for two separate days. It's all one long thing. V'Rabbi Eliezer, what does Rabbi Eliezer answer to that? Very simple. Hasam kedusha achas, hacha beis kedushas. The difference is, fine, I agree you can't do it all on one day, but that's because it's all one kedusha. One day of Shabbos or one day of Yom Tov. It's one long kedusha from the beginning to the end. As opposed to here, it's two separate kedushas. Shabbos is one kedusha, Yom Tov is a different one. So why shouldn't you be able to make a separate Eruv for each one? And continues the Braisa. So Omer lahen Rabbi Eliezer. By the way, Tosfos points out that we'll see about that. So okay, Omer lahen Rabbi Eliezer, Iyata Modem Shim Irav Baragla Biemushin Ma'arav Baragla Biemsheni. Don't you agree that if he made an Eruv on foot, that he actually walked to his Makam Shvisa and had in mind that that's going to be his home base, and he did that on the first day, Ma'arav Baragla Biemsheni, he still needs to do that again on the second day. He can't. If it's one long day, why? And also, don't you agree, Nechol Eruva B'Emrishin, Ein Yotza Olav B'Emsheni, that if the Eruv food was eaten on the first day, you can't rely on it for the second day. Amr Loi Avol. So the Chacham said, indeed, we do agree with that. Holoye Beis Kedusha saying, well then, Rabbi Eliezer says, then in that case, indeed, indeed, Loye is Aramaic for indeed, yeah. Yeah. Beis Kedusha saying, then in that case, it must be two separate Kedushas. V'Rabbanan, so what are the Rabbanan answer to that? They say actually sapuki misapkalahu. They have a suffix whether it's considered one long kedusha or not. V'hocha l'chumra, v'hocha l'chumra. So in each case they go l'chumra. So when it comes to requiring a separate Eruv for each one, they're requiring a separate Eruv for each one to be on the safe side. On the other hand, when it comes, and for that reason, if it was eaten after the first day, then they can't, they say it's no good for the second day. On the other hand, they're also not sure, maybe it is considered one long kedusha, therefore you couldn't have an Eruv in one direction for one day and in the other direction for the other day.
What about Rosh Hashanah?
Rosh Hashanah, we're going to deal with the next Mishnah. We're going to deal with that in the next Mishnah. But right now, we're dealing with Yom Tov and Shabbos, which are, we're not even dealing with a 2 day Yom Tov here yet. Here, we're dealing with where Yom Tov is on Friday, or 1 day Yom Tov is on Friday, or 1 day Yom Tov is on Sunday.
I understand, but yeah. Based on the argument of coming.
So Rosh Hashanah, we'll get to later. Rosh Hashanah we'll get to later. It is very much Hazman Groma. It is very much Ashkacha Pratis that we're getting to this whole discussion, right before Rosh Hashanah. But the next Mishnah on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph is going to deal with Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Okay. So that's the suffix. And in fact, Tosfos points out that when the Chachamim say that if your Eruv was eaten on the first day, that we're saying you can't use it for the second day, and the Chachamim agree, actually, Tosfos points out, they would still say the din would be a little bit different than Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, who doesn't have the suffix, would say then for sure, in that case, it would mean the first day then you had an Eruv, the second day you don't at all, therefore your tchum is like the tchum of your city. The Chachamim who have the suffix would say that you're a chamor gamol, like we said the other day, that you're now going to be stuck in the middle. You don't, maybe you have the Trum of your city, maybe you have the Trum of your Eruv, and therefore you can only walk in the area between those two, or that overlaps with the where those two Trumen overlap. So even though it's only Dirabanan over here, the Chachamim are still saying, since they're not sure, it's one thing, in other words, I guess we'd say, it's one thing when it comes to when, for example, we talked about the other day, Suffolk Eruv Kosher, you know you put down the Eruv validly, you're not sure whether it was Kosher, Ben HaShemash is fine, then Rabbi Yossi can be Mekel and say Suffolk Eruv Kosher. Here, where the Suffolk is inherent, are these two, what's the, as far as the Din, is this considered to be 2 days, two separate Kedushas, or is it considered to be Yom HaRichta, then maybe we would say that then maybe the Chachamim would say that we're not make. Well, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer anyway. The halacha here. In general, we have a rule that we touched on before. I think we're going to learn it more in detail in the next parak. Halacha kedivrei hamekel be'eruv. In general, precisely because eruv etchumen adirabanan, then therefore we usually go according to the most lenient opinion in it. And here, Rabbi Eliezer is the lenient opinion. Okay. Yeah. So even though we're right. Okay. Onward. Amru loyla Rabbi Eliezer. Then continues the Braisa. The Chachamim said to Rabbi Eliezer, don't you agree that they can't possibly be one long, that they can't possibly be two set, they you can't make an Eruv to begin with from Yom Tov to Shabbos? In other words, you can't, if you didn't make an Eruv Bein HaShemashes going into Yom Tov, and you decided on Shabbos, you know, you decided on Yom Tov, on Friday, you know, I want to be able to walk to such and such a place, you can't put down an Eruv Tchumen on Yom Tov for Shabbos. If you put it down before Yom Tov, then you can bring it back with you and reuse it for Shabbos, like we said in the Mishnah. But the Chachamim are saying, don't you agree? The fact is that you're not allowed to begin with put down an Eruv Tchumen for the first time on Yom Tov, having in mind for Shabbos. So you see that it's considered one long kedusha. Amar lahen aval, he says, indeed. Well then, holoye kedusha achasi. So the Chum say, nu, doesn't that show that it's one long kedusha? And the same way as you couldn't decide in the middle of Shabbos, I want to be able to walk to this place, and therefore I'm going to put down an Eruv Tchumen. That wouldn't work, because it only takes effect bein hashmashes. The same way we're saying here, you can't. So obviously it's all considered one long kedusha. If you decide sometime in the middle of the day, Friday, Yom Tov, I want to be able to walk on Shabbos, you can't put down an Eruv Tchumen on Yom Tov for Shabbos. If you put it down before Yom Tov, then you can reuse it for Shabbos. But you can't put it down on Yom Tov for Shabbos. No, it's not even too different. In other words, no, you could. Rabbi Eliezer is saying you could, but you have to do it before Yom Tov. Rabbi Eliezer had said, what you can do is you can put down your Eruv Tchumen before Yom Tov, and one of the scenarios is, you can have in mind, I don't want it to be in effect for Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, I still want to have my city's Tchum. Tomorrow, for Shabbos, I want it to be that the Eruv will be in effect. Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's he mentioned in the Mishnah. You can have that for the first day Yom Tov, you can have one, but you have to put them all down before Yom Tov. Is the point. Then if you want to pick it up and take it with you and then put it back before Shabbos, then you can do that. But the Chachamim are telling Rabbi Eliezer, don't you agree that you can't do it on Yom Tov to begin with? So he says, Amar lahen aval, nu holoye kedusha achasi. So they say, nu, you see, it's one long kedusha, and therefore you can't do it in the middle. So what does Rabbi Eliezer answer? Rabbi Eliezer hasim b'shem hachana. Rabbi Eliezer would say there's a different reason, because you're not allowed to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos. As we're going to talk about on Omer Beis, you have a concept which the Gemara calls hachana de Rabba. You have to have that the preparations for Shabbos are done on a weekday. You can't have Yom Tov is not Mechin Shabbos. That's the reason behind, for example, we have the concept of Beitzah Shenol the Yom Tov, for example, that if an egg was laid on Yom Tov, that it's also on the Shabbos that's adjacent to that, or vice versa, because then you have it was Mechin from one day. The whole concept behind Eruv Tavshilin is based on that. But the Eruv Tavshilin makes it considered that we started our preparations before Yom Tov, and therefore we're allowed to continue them on Yom Tov. But not to have, to begin with, that to start a preparation on Yom Tov for Shabbos, that we can't do. So Rabbi Eliezer has nothing to do with Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas. That's a special thing. You can't do Hachana because you have Rabba's point about it. So we call it Hachana de Rabba. But were it not for that, yes, you would be able to put down an Eruv Tchumen on Yom Tov for Shabbos, and therefore there's no problem. Yom Tov and Shabbos are, after all, two separate kedushas, and therefore you can put down an Eruv for one day for one direction and the other day for the other direction, or whatever. Or have in mind that it's only valid for one of the 2 days, etc. Yeah. So that's a good question. If you make an Eruv Tafshilin according to Rabbi Eliezer, would you be allowed to? It's a good question. I don't know, actually. Maybe. I mean, once you make an Eruv, maybe, but Lav Dafka, because once you make an Eruv Tafshilin, I mean, you're allowed to do it as far as cooking, as far as lighting Shabbos candles, not necessarily as far as putting down an Eruv, yeah. Okay. Onward. Tanan Abanan. Eruv Beragla V'yom Rishon. If a person made an Eruv on foot for the first of these 2 days, so again, he went out to the place where he wants his Makom Shvisa to be and stood there throughout Ben Hashmashos, Ma'arav Beragla V'yom Sheni, he still needs to make another Eruv like that for the second day. Again, the one that he did for the first day is no good for the second day because each one is considered a separate Kedusha, according to Rabbi Eliezer. We're talking about, it doesn't matter. It's either direction, Yom Tov Shabbos or Shabbos Yom Tov. Either way, if you made an Eruv for one of those days, you still need to make it for the other one. And if the Eruv food got eaten if you put down an Eruv with food instead of being Ma'arav Beraglav, you used an Eruv of food. So if that food was eaten on the first day, you can't use that on the second day because Divrei Rebbe, so says Rebbe. In other words, Rebbe is now a third opinion. We had Rebbe Eliezer saying that, not really a third opinion. Rebbe is saying basically like Rebbe Eliezer, that they're considered two separate kedushas, and therefore there's no question. The same way as Rabbi Eliezer says, you can make an eruv for each day in a different direction. By the same logic, also there's no suffix whether it's straight kedushas or kedusha achas. So you can't put, if it was eaten on the first day, you don't have an eruv for the second day. Rabbi Yehuda says there is a suffix, like the Chachamim say. Therefore, Harei Zeh Chamor Gamol. So he's back in the Chamor Gamol situation where he's stuck in the middle. He can only go in the area where the two tchumen of his city and of the Eruv overlap exactly. Reb Shimon, right. Well, the first day is not a problem, but we're talking about on the second day. Because the Eruv was eaten on the first day, and the Chachamim, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda, have a suffix, whether it's considered to be one Kedusha or two Kedushas, if we say that it's considered one Kedusha, then his Eruv is still valid for the second day. If we say it's two Kedushas, then his Eruv is not valid for the second day. So because of that suffix, he's a Chamor Gamol. No. This is if he put food and then the food was eaten on the first day and it's not there Ben Hashmashos going into the second day. That's what we're talking about. There's two different cases. One is where he's Ma'arav Beraglav. We're saying he has to again be Ma'arav Beraglav the second day. The other case is where he put down food. He set the shliach with food and then he comes there sometime during the morning of the first day and discovers that the food's not there anymore. Once it took effect, Ben Hashmashos, he can use it for the rest of that day. As long as it was there, Ben Hashmashos, his shliach waited there until, so that's not the problem. The problem is the second day. Yeah. Well, you don't have to. I mean, you could have, for example, we had the other day, the case, for example, you put it up in a cabinet and lock it. Just make sure you don't lose the key because then you have the other problems that we discussed over there. But yeah, okay. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yechon ben Broiko, Eruv Beragla Berishon, Ein Ma'arav Beragla Basheni. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechon ben Broiko, say that it's considered one kedusha. They go in the opposite direction. They also say there's no suffix, but they're a third opinion. So far we have again Rabbi Eliezer saying they're definitely two kedushas, and an eruv for one day is not good for the other day. We have the Chachamim have a suffix, and therefore say that sometimes he may end up being a chamor gamol. And now we have Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel saying that no eruv beragla berishon ein ma'arav beragla basheni. If he made an eruv on foot the first day, he does not have to make an Eruv on foot the second day because there's no suffix. It's considered one long Kedusha. And if the Eruv food was eaten on the first day, you are allowed to use it for the second day. They consider that it's one long Kedusha without a suffix, and therefore that there's no problem with it. Oh, The Chumrah have a, so we have three opinions. We have Rabbi Eliezer, it's definitely two Kedushas. We have Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel, Bnei Shur Bechin, and Bebreka, it's definitely one Kedusha. And the Chachamim, who have a Suffolk. But it means it comes out of Kula, but on the other hand, it comes out of Chumrah. But on the other hand, it comes out of Chumrah because it means you can't make separate Erevin for the second days. Right. So Omer. This is, yeah, Rabbi Shmuel in the Siddur is Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. This is Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Rabbi Yechim ben Breka, yeah. Omer Rav, so who is the halacha like? Omer Rav, halacha kedalad skenim halalu, val libet Rabbi Eliezer, darvan beis kedushas hein. The halacha is like the following four tanoim, all following Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, who says beis kedushas hein, that they are considered four kedush, they're considered two kedushas, and therefore you're allowed to make a, so on the one hand, it comes out a kula, because it means you can make a separate eruv in each direction. On the other hand, it comes out a chumrah, because it means that you can't, it means that if the food was eaten on the second day, then you don't have an eruv for the second day. And it means that if you were ma'arav beraglav the first day, you have to again be ma'arav beraglav the second day. But the halacha is like that. The Elohein Dalad Skenim, the four Chachamim who say that, are Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon ben Breka, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef, Yehuda Stima Saw. Now, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara is going to ask in a minute, wait a minute, they just said the opposite. They just said it's considered one long Kedusha. So we'll get back to that in a minute. But first, we're listing the Tanoim. Those two, Rabbi Loza Rabbi Shimon is the third one, and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Stimasah means the Stam Mishnah, meaning Rashi explains you have many times in Shas where you have a Stam Mishnah, and the Gemara often asks on it Homani, who is this Mishnah like, and it ends up identifying a Tana. We often say Stam Mishnah to Meir, but not always. Sometimes we have a Stam Mishnah according to another opinion. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is one of those Tanoim where Rebbe often liked and held according to what he says and made it a Stam Mishnah and made it sound like everybody agrees to that, and then we learn the Gemara and discover that it's the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda and that the other Chachamim argue with him, but Rebbe liked that opinion and therefore established it as a Stam Mishnah. So we call on Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Stimasah, meaning the one that Rebbe used for Stam Mishnahs. No, I mean, generally, we say Stam Mishnah a Meir. So other things being equal, unless the Gemara asks us, Halmani, then we assume Stam Mishnah a Meir. Sometimes the Gemara will point out to us that a certain Stam Mishnah is only according to one town, and we've had examples of that already. No, we don't always pass like a mayor, but when it's a Stam Mishnah, generally we do. Rabbi Yochanan gives a rule, halacha is Stam Mishnah. So when Rabbi Meir is named, then often we say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, who is his usual bar plugda. But when it's a Stam Mishnah, according to the mayor, most often, not always, every rule has exceptions, but we often say the halacha is like the Stam Mishnah. Okay. So anyway, so those are the four. The Ikka de Amri Chad Minayu Rabbi Lazar. Others say that there is a list of four, but one of them is Rabbi Lazar, which is Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua. Now, we had Rabbi Lazar ben Shimon. Again, just like there are two different Rabbi Shmuels among the Tanoim, there were also two different Rabbi Lazars among the Tanoim. Well, there's more than two, but anyway, you have Rabbi Lazar Plain, who is Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua, who's one of the Asar Arugim Malchus, and then you have Rabbi Lazar ben Shimon is a different Rabbi Lazar. You have Rabbi Lazar also the Amora, that's true also, right? Yeah. Okay. So the Ikadamri Chad Minay Rabbi Lazar. Others say that one of the four on the list should be Rabbi Lazar, meaning Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua. Umapik Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Stimasah. So he takes out Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Stimasah from the list. In other words, the second version says the Rav did say there were four Chachamim, but three of the four are the same, and one of them is different. Okay. So and Rav is saying the halacha is like that. Beis Kedusha saying. So therefore, you do need a separate Erev for each day. But on the other hand, it means that, so therefore, if the Erev was eaten on the first day, for example, you don't have it for the second. But on the other hand, it means that you are able to make a separate Erev in each direction for each day. Okay, so the question is, what do you mean that among these Chachamim are Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Rabbi Yechon ben Breka? V'har Rabbi Shimon Gamliel v'Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yechon ben Breka ipcha shamin en lehu. We just said in the Braisa at the top of the Amud that they say the other way around. They say it's one Kedusha, and therefore you don't need to make a second Eruv for the second day. And on the and even if the Eidr food was eaten on the first day, you're allowed to use the Eidr for the second day, because they say it's Kedusha Achas. So what are you telling me that, so without going there, without nothing? So therefore, so we see they hold Kedusha Achas. So what are you telling me they're among the Chachamim who say Shtei Kedusha Sein? The answer is Epoch. You have to flip it around, meaning not flip it around. Usually when the Gemara says Epoch, because like we had the other day, means flip around the opinions in the Braisa and say that they held, like for example, Rebbe held a different way and they held a different way. Here, Tosfos Rebbeinu Peretz, I think it is, explained that no, what it means is flip around their opinion. They're saying that if you made an Eruv on the first day on foot, you have to make an Eruv for the second day. And if the food was eaten on the first day, then it's no good. You don't have it for the second day. So in other words, so the question is, Ihochi Hainu Rebbe, then in that case, it comes out as the same opinion as Rebbe. Rebbe said that. So if they were saying that, then they were saying exactly the same thing. What's the machlokas? The answer is, Eimav Chayin Amar Reb Shimon Gamliel. You're right. The Braisa, according to that, would be saying Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel said the same as Rebbe. So you only have one. So you have only two opinions mentioned in this Braisa, not three. You have Rabbi Yehuda, who says like a Chachamim that you have a Suffolk. You have Rebbe, who said you have Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yechon ben Broka, who all say there's no Suffolk. It is Shtei Kedushas. So therefore, so Rab is saying there are four Chachamim who say that you have it's Shtei Kedushas, and therefore you can make a separate Eidr for each day. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel are among them. So then the question is, V'lechshev Nami Rebbe. In that case, you have to also count Rebbe. So you have five Tanoim who hold this way. Then the answer is Rebbe Tono Lovelai Savala. The answer is that the answer is Rebbe teaches it in the Braisa, this opinion, he himself doesn't hold that way. Just like we had the other day, for example, Rabbi Yossi quotes something in the name of his Rebbe of Tormos, but we said he himself doesn't have to agree with it. The same thing over here, Rav knew that Rebbe is only talking according to Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, but he himself disagrees with it. He himself would hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and like the Chachamim, that it's a Suffolk. So the question is, Rabbanan Nami Tanu Lavalei Sabrila. Couldn't you say the same thing about the other Chachamim as well, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shmuel? Maybe it's the same thing. Maybe they don't agree either. The answer is Rav Gemara Gomerla. Rav knew Kabbalah from his Rebbeim that these four Chachamim hold like Rabbi Eliezer. And he knew that Rebbe is not on this list. So when he says, Halach Gedalad Skenim Alolov, Alibid Rebbe Eliezer, he knew from his Rebbeim that those four Chachamim, including Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and including Rabbi Shmuel, hold like Rebbe Eliezer, unlike Rebbe, who does not hold like Rebbe Eliezer, and is just saying, what would Rebbe Eliezer say in this case? So therefore, so you have, in fact, four Chachamim who hold this way, and Rav is saying that's the Halacha, that it is considered Shtei Kedushas. Which means, again, therefore, that if the Eidr food was eaten on the first day, then you don't have the Eidr for the second day. And if you were Ma'arav Beraglav the first day, you have to be Ma'arav on the second day. But on the other hand, it comes out of Kula in that you're able to make a separate Eidr in each direction for the 2 days. Okay. The Gemara tells. No, because you put it all down before Yom Tov. You put it all down before Yom Tov, and you're having in mind this one should take effect tonight, this one should take effect tomorrow night. Yeah. Okay, so the Gemara tells in this connection. Kinoch nafshe de Rav Huna. When Rav Huna passed away, Ayo Rav Chista l'mirma de Rav Adarav. Rav Chista came into the Beis Medrash and pointed out a contradiction between two statements of Rav. This is all in the yeshiva of Rav and Surah, which now Rav Huna was the next Rosh Yeshiva after Rav and Surah. So after Rav Huna passed away, then Rav Chista came in, right? So first of all, yeah, because Rav Chista became the next Rosh Yeshiva, so therefore now it's his job to reconcile these kinds of things. Also, Maratz Chayas points out, you have a Gemara, there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia that tells us how one time there was a misunderstanding between Rav Huna and Rav Chista, and then for many years after that, they didn't see each other. So maybe Rav Chista was not comfortable going into the Beis Medrash and having this discussion while Rav Huna was still alive. One after Rav Huna passed away, then he's more comfortable doing that. Okay, anyway. So the question is, Mi Amar Rav Halacha Kedalad Skenim Ba'alibad Rav Eliezer Da Amar Shtei Kedushas Hein? You're telling me then that Rav says that Shabbos and the following Yom Tov, or Yom Tov and the following Shabbos, are considered Shtei Kedushas. V'ha Itmar, we have a different discussion that's relevant to this. Shabbos V'Yom Tov, If you have a Shabbos followed by a Yom Tov, or the other way around, Rav Amnil de Bazeh, Asura Bazeh. And Rav says that if an egg was laid on one of those 2 days, it's also on the other. So you see, it must be one Kedusha, because why else would it be also? If it's two different Kedushas, then it should be allowed. The answer is Amar Rabba Hosim Mishum Hachona. So Rabba says, as we touched on Amar Aleph, that's because of a different reason, nothing to do with Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas, but because of Hachona, because of this concept of Hachona de Rabba. The Tanya, we learn in a Braisa, when the Pasuk says V'hoya Bayem Ashishi Vehichinu, on the sixth day, on Friday, they should be preparing for Shabbos, means from there we learn Chol Mechin the Shabbos for Chol Mechin the Yom Tov. You can prepare on a weekday for Shabbos. You can prepare on a weekday for Yom Tov. Ve'en Yom Tov mechin l'Shabbos, ve'en Shabbos mechin l'Yom Tov. But we learn from that pasuk that Yom Tov cannot be a day on which you're preparing for Shabbos, or Shabbos be a day on which you're preparing for Yom Tov. So that's the problem with the egg that's laid on one of those days. It was prepared on that day for the next day. Actually, the Gemara discusses in Beitza a whole, at the beginning of Beitza, there's a whole complicated sugya on that. It's considered an egg that was laid today was completed yesterday, therefore that's why it's also on the day it was laid also. Let's say you have only one day of Yom Tov, and let's say the egg was laid on that day. There you have a different issue. So why should it be also the rest of that day? Why is it also, if it was laid on Shabbos, then what, because if it was laid today, then it was finished yesterday? The Gemara discusses that whole point in Beitza. Anyway, Tosfos points out over here that we see from this that this Isser of Hachana is Daraisa. The fact that we're able to bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos is the fact that an Eid of Tafshilin even works. Tosfos mentions, Rabbah himself explains elsewhere, the reason why it works is because even if you hadn't made an Eid of Tafshilin, if you were to have guests that show up uninvited, unexpected on Yom Tov, let's say Yom Tov is Friday, well, that's when you make an Eid of Tafshilin. So if guests were to show up that day, you would be allowed to cook for them because Oichel Nefesh. So therefore, that allows us, therefore, to say, because if guests would come, you'd be allowed to. So therefore, that gives us a heter. In that case, you're not preparing on Yom Tov for Shabbos. You're preparing on Yom Tov for Yom Tov itself. And therefore, the fact that you put an Eid of Tafshilin allows you to make those preparations, even if you don't actually have those Orchim. But it still is required. In fact, the halacha is, even when you make an Eid of Tafshilin, you still have to make sure that your preparations are completed long enough before Shabbos that you would be able to have hanah from this thing on Yom Tov itself. If you cook at the last moment of Yom Tov and there's no time to eat the food before, then attacker doesn't work. So that doesn't contradict this concept of hachana derabba. So I guess that answers the question as far as an Eid of Tchumen. An Eid of Tchumen, guests are not relevant. Guests coming is not going to affect your Eid of Tchumen. So therefore, in fact, you wouldn't be able to put it down yet. So there's no contradiction between what Rav says. He's saying that there's shtei kedushas, but he's also saying that one of those days can't be meichin for the other one. So you don't have to actually eat some of the food that you've made for Shabbos on Yom Tov. You don't actually have to eat it, but it has to be that it would be eatable if Orchim showed up. Well, the Eid of food itself, the Eid of Tafshilin food itself has to be intact until after Bein HaShemashah, same as the Eid of Tchumen. The minhag is, for example, for an Eid of Tafshilin, so you usually have to use bread and some kind of cooked dish. People often use, for example, an egg and a challah. And then usually what people do is they eat it sometime on Shabbos. The minhag is that you use the bread as one of the lechem mishnah by the Shabbos day meal, because once a mitzvah was done with it, then another mitzvah should be done with it.
But if it was meant that you need it for the first day, and it's left over for the second day, then you should eat the first day.
No, wait, what?
If you're doing it, then you should be able to cook Erev Yom Tov for Shabbos.
Not Erev Yom Tov. If you're doing it in order to be able to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos.
Right, so then you should have to eat it on Yom Tov because
No. Why should you have to eat it on Yom Tov? The whole point is you want it to be still there at the beginning of Shabbos. You want it to be the food that you prepared on Erev Yom Tov for your Erev Tafshilin is still there at the beginning of Shabbos at Bein HaShemashos. When Shabbos comes in, you want that food to still be intact, to show that you prepared something before Yom Tov for Shabbos. And it's still intact. That food still exists at the beginning of Shabbos.
Oh, so that's a good preparing Erev Yom Tov on Yom Tov because if he might, guests might come in, then you have left
you
over.
You are. It is based on the concept of Hoyo, but the fact of the matter is, when you're preparing now on Yom Tov, you're not prepared. The fact is, you're not preparing for those hypothetical Orchim. Really, in reality, you're preparing for Shabbos, so therefore you need the food to be yeah. Okay. Fine. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says, if you're telling me that the whole problem with if you're telling me that Rav does hold its Shtei Kedushas and there's only the problem of Achana de Rava, Ela Hoditnan, then what about this that we learned in the Mishnah? Kate said, Huoysa, we said, what do you do if you want to have separate Erovin, if you want to have an Erov for the 2 days? We said, Melicha Berishin, you bring the Erov there the night before before Yom Tov, or Machshecholav, you wait till there, till Ben HaShemoshes, to make sure, till after Ben HaShemoshes, to make sure that it's still there at the end of Ben HaShemoshes, Venotloy, and then you take the food, or Voloy, and you come back. The second day you go there on the non-Friday night, for example, you go there, you make sure it's still there, then you can eat it, and then you come home. How come making me Yom Tov the Shabbos? Don't you have the problem that you're preparing on Yom Tov for Shabbos by putting down the Erev food there on Yom Tov afternoon for Shabbos? Amalei Rabba. So Rabba answers him, what's the problem? You're thinking that the Erev takes effect at the end of the day, at the end of the day of Yom Tov? No. The Erev only takes effect at the beginning of the second day, at the beginning of the day, in this case, at the beginning of Shabbos, and therefore a Shabbos mechina la'atzma. In effect, what you have here is a hachana that was done on Shabbos for Shabbos, and that's fine. So therefore there's no problem having, in other words, Abaya's question was that the Eruv, you're having an Eruv that fine, the question wasn't so much bringing the food out there, fine. The question was that the food had been out there to begin with. You brought it home and now you're bringing it back. The question is, how does the Eruv itself take effect at the end of the day of Yom Tov for Shabbos? Isn't that Mechin? And the answer is it's not, because it only takes effect at the beginning of Shabbos.
That's why he has to wait there.
He has to wait there in practice because he has to make sure that it's there, the whole Ben Hashemoshes. But the point is, when does the Erev actually take effect? Only at the moment Shabbos actually begins. So then there's no Achana from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Tosfos actually asked the question. So why does Abaya have the question only on Rabba? I mean, the fact is, we've been saying all this time that it's Shtei Kedusha. So even if we say it might be Kedusha Achas, don't you have the problem? The fact is, you have to make sure the Eruv is there and there's a suffix. There's a couple of answers. One of them being that maybe in fact, without Rabba's statement, maybe Abaya himself would maybe without Rabba's statement. We would say that it's fine to have that you could even have Erevin that are far apart. You can't physically reach from one to the other as long as they're both within the tchum of your city, and we're not worried about that. Or maybe you have like this. The Gemara is going to mention in a second that you have a case where you put one Erev 2,000 amos this way and another one 2,000 amos this way, and therefore on the first day Yom Tov you're not able to reach the other one, and vice versa. How would that work? So one possibility is that maybe in fact we would say that once the first one expires at the same one, the second one takes effect. So therefore you don't when the second one is taking effect, the first one has already expired. Therefore you're back to having the tomb of your city, and therefore fine, the other one is within 2,000 amos of your city.
But then given the Ilal, you can't walk 400.
That's the point. You can't walk 4,000 amos, but you can say that on the first day you were allowed to walk in this direction. Your Makom Shvisa was here. Now your Makom Shvisa from here is gone. Now the other one takes over at the beginning of the next day. And therefore, so now we say, though, you were in the city because you only sent it with it. And therefore, it's considered, yeah, they're right. So it's not that you could walk from one to the other, but you're able to, from your city, you're able to walk to each one, which has to be that way. If you put them down too far apart, if you put them down more than 2,000 amas from your city, it's not a good aid of anything.
So you're allowed to walk from this end to your house.
And then from your house to the other end, right.
On the same day.
Yeah, well, that's what we're saying, maybe, because if it has to be, so that's the Gemara is going to mention, has to be Roy Mib'oid Yom, yeah. So the question is, Now, we had a case the other day in the Gemara where you had a bottle that was tvulyoim and you put truma or trumas meiser in it, or not you put, you had in mind that trumas meiser that's within that bottle should take effect only when Shabbos begins. And we said it's not good for an Eruv because the trumas meiser becomes tomei from the bottle. So based on that, if you're saying tchivas ayom kona Eruv, then what's the problem? You should be able to. Because the same moment where the bottle becomes tohar is the same moment when it becomes trumas meiser, and then it doesn't become tomei. And what's the problem? It all happens at the moment of the beginning of Shabbos. The answer is, but in and suda ru'uyim v'oidyim v'leka. The answer is okay, but you need to have the suda has to be suitable to eat from before Shabbos or before Yom Tov. And here it isn't, because before Shabbos or before Yom Tov, it wasn't yet designated as trumas meiser. You had in mind that it should be designated as trumas meiser only when Shabbos or Yom Tov begins.
It takes effect at night,
but it has to be ru'uyim v'oidyim, right? So the question is, Ela Hoditnan, what about this that we learn in the Mishnah? Rabbi Eliezer, Omi Yom Tov Asamach L'Shabbos, Ben Malfaneh, Ben Malachareh, Ma'arav Adam Shnei Eruvin. Then why is Rabbi Eliezer saying that you can make a separate Eruv for Shabbos, for Yom Tov and for Shabbos? Haba'in and Suda Ru'uyim Ab'oid Yoim V'leka. Shouldn't it need to be a Suda Ru'uyim Ab'oid Yoim? Again, the Gemara is assuming the problem is that once you put an if you put down an Eruv in this direction, 2,000 amas from the city, and that's your home base for Shabbos, you're not going to be able to reach the other one because that's 4,000 amas away. So fine, you're going to have, this is your Makom Shvisa. You're allowed to walk from here to here, and you're allowed to walk from here to here, which is back to your house. But you're not allowed to walk any distance from your house in the other direction. So how is it Roim B'Oidyim? The answer is, the Gemara says, "Mi sabret the manachol v'soif alpaim lakan v'soif alpaim amalakan v'soif alpaim amalakan." You're assuming, for purposes of the question, that he put each eruv of 2,000 amos away from your city, so there's no overlap between the two. There's no overlap between the two eruvin, and there's no way to reach from one to the other. No, the manachol v'soif elaf amalakan v'soif elaf amalakan. Let's say he put each one only 1,000 amos in that direction from the city. It didn't have to be. After all, you don't have to put down an Eruv. You put it down 2,000 amos away and maximize the space that you can walk in that direction, but you don't have to. You can put it down 1,000 amos away, and then you still have 1,000 amos in the other direction from your city. You still have, let's say you put it down 1,000 amos east of the city. Fine, so you gain another 1,000 amos. You can walk in that direction. You still have 1,000 amos west of your city that you can walk. So let's say you did that, then it is physically possible to actually walk from one to the other. Again, the reason why the Gemara had asked the question was that maybe without Rabba's statement, maybe if we said that Tchilas Ayyem Kona Eruv, we would say that when the first one expires, we would say the moment the first one expires, you go back momentarily to having a tchum of your house, and then you'd be able to walk to the other one. And the Gemara is saying, no, it doesn't work that way. You have to have that you can reach the second one while the first one is still in effect. And that can only be if there are 1,000 amos in this direction and 1,000 amos in that direction, so that there's less than 2,000 amos between them, and if we were able to walk from one to the other.
Would that make a difference if you hold it one long day or two different days? According to
no, that? So if you hold it one long day, you wouldn't then you can't make Eruv in separate directions anyway. The whole point is, we're talking about according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that you can make a separate Eruv in each direction. But even according to that, it has to be Roi Mibo'odia. So therefore, it has to be that you should be able to reach from one to the other.
The way you can reach is that
the only way is if they're within 2,000 amas of each other, right? Okay. So the question is, Ela Hoda Amr of Yehuda, Ira Baragla of Yemushin, Ba'ar of Baragla of Yemushin. What about, we said at the top of the Amr that Rabbi Yehuda had said that if you made an Eruv on the first day on foot, Ma'ar of Baragla of Yemushin, you also have to make an Eruv on foot the second day, or and if you used food for the Eruv on the first day, you have to also use food for the Eruv on the second day. The question is, don't you have the problem that you're preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos? You're walking over there, having in mind to be Kona Makom Shvisa. You're bringing the food over there to put down. Forget about the question of when the Eruv takes effect. The fact is, you're going on Yom Tov to put down an Eruv, or to make an Eruv on foot on Yom Tov for Shabbos. What happened to Achana?
Now, would that be the same thing if he goes and if he's there and he waits?
Then he'd have to wait for the entire 25 hours of Yom Tov. He's not going to do that. We're talking about he came there on Thursday night, put down the Eruv, or walked over there and stayed there, Ben Hashmashas. Now we're saying Friday evening before Shabbos, he has to do the same thing again. What happened? Isn't that Hachana? Isn't that classic Hachana? The answer is Amalei Misabret to Ozov Amamidi. You're thinking he actually has to go and say something over there, and say that I'm being kona or makam shvisa, which would be considered a hachana. No, the ozel v'shasif v'yosif. All he has to do is go there and be quiet and sit there. So that's not considered a hachana. Just sitting over there is not considered a hachana. If you were to say I'm being kona shvisa now, that would be a hachana.
For a second and leave?
No, well, it has to be there the whole Ben Hashmashas, depending how long Ben Hashmashas is. You have different opinions, then yeah. The question is, Kiman Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, that seems to be only like Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, Da'ama Chefze Hefke Koinen Shvisa. We learn in the next parak, you have a scenario there where a person was asleep at the beginning of Shabbos, and then he wakes up. He's sleeping someplace outside the city. Now he wakes up. He wakes up after Ben Hashmashas, discovers that he's still outside the city, and he wants to have a tumma around the area where he was. Now, if he was awake, Ben Hashmashas, no problem. He has in mind, this is my Makom Shvisa. He was asleep. He can't have that in mind. Rabbi Yechon Anuri says that's fine. It still works, and he still has a tumma of 2,000 amas. As opposed to, if it didn't work, we're going to learn in the next parak about cases where a person does not have a tumma, and all they have is 4 amas in every direction. It's not a matter of Zachan La'adam. He himself is the one who's Zachar. But we're saying, so Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, the Gemara explains over there in the next parak that Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri holds more generally that even an object of Hefter, even though nobody has ownership over it, it still gains a Tum. Remember, I was saying before that objects also have a Tum. It's more relevant on Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov you can carry, but it is relevant for Shabbos as well, that objects have a Tum, though you can't carry them outside that Tum. So now Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri is saying the same way, even though the person is asleep, nevertheless, he's still able to be koina a tchum for himself when Shabbos begins. So now what we're saying now, that he doesn't have to actually say anything, he can just be sitting there, seems to be only like Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. According to the Chachamim, it sounds like he would have to say that he's actually koina shvisa. And then you're back to the problem. And then you're back to the problem that that's Mechin from Yom Tov to Shabbos. The answer is no. Afilo Temer Rabbanon. You could even say that what Rabba is saying works according to the Rabbanon. Ad kan lepligir Rabbanon alei de Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri ela b'yoshin. They're only arguing with Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri when he's sleeping. Delay matzi omar. He's not able to say anything. Avo b'neir. But when he's awake, diboy lemeimer. If he wanted, he could have said something. Diboy lemeimer matzi omar. If he wanted to say something, he could have. Afak abdelay omar. Commander omar dami. Then even if he doesn't actually say anything, we consider it as though he said it. This is a concept. There's a concept we have in Gemara in many places called Kol Haroy Lebila Ein Bila Makemis. That when you have something that could have been done, even if you didn't actually do it, we still consider it as if you did it. But if you couldn't do it at all, then not. So the Chachamim would say when the person is asleep and he wasn't physically capable at the beginning of Shabbos of saying I'm Kona Shvisa, then he's not Kona Shvisa. But when he could have said it, even though he chose not to, then that's fine. So in that case, that's all he has to do over here is not say anything. That way he's not Mechin Mishabbos L'Chol. That way he's not Mechin Miyomtov L'Shabbos. But the fact that he's awake, the Chachamim would agree, is enough for him to be Kona Shvisa.
But if he did say something, he would be doing something wrong.
If he said something according to that, then yeah, he'd be, so far we're saying he'd be Mechin from Yom Tov. However, the Gemara is going to say that we're going to continue the discussion tomorrow, Bez Hashem, and talk about this, and we're going to say we're going to see further details about that din. Okay.